La 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 la. Inspired by true events, the greatest podcast to be broadcast into your brain.
Okay, Channing Tate, yum.
Channing Tate, yum.
I can't. He's love him. I love him. He's so expressive with his body.
He is. There's a
part from Free Guy.
I've never seen it.
Oh, that's a good one.
I want to. I just haven't yet.
What about Olympic hopscotch?
I don't know. I think that's the what's that when you just run and jump into the sand?
Oh yeah,
that's the professional
long jump.
Leap and to the end.
Olympic croquet nowadays is just the shot put.
There
you go.
Or we figured basket it out. Or baseball.
Let's see.
Is baseball
don't they have
a
cricket
thing?
In the Olympics? No,
I don't think so.
That'd be embarrassing.
Yeah, because I wouldn't say it's shot put. The shot put's like...
Yeah.
Is golf... Like,
anyways.
Did I interrupt you?
Oh, I don't know. But I did think about this. It's just so weird how women are told what to do and what they're capable of. And yet, at the same time, they're being weirdly, quote-unquote, protected.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole... trans and sports debate, it's hurting the girls and mm-hmm. you know, like, they're taking our spots and all this bullshit, you know, which we all know my opinions on that, but like, people like Lila Thomas, who works her ass off, can't do good because then that proves their point, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's the stupidest thing. I feel like sports should just be, like, weight classes, period. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, skill level divisions and weight class if it's something of a violent sport.
Yeah.
You know? I'll stop on that, but...
Well, and it's crazy because... I'll cut this out, but the Penn State swim team, there's a trans man, but he's not taking testosterone because he's still on the women's team.
Mm-hmm.
And he beat Lila Thomas, and someone tweeted, oh, look, a man beat another man. And it's like, well, technically you would, if you're being that offensive, why not say a woman beat a man? Because, and again, it's like that misogyny of like,
yeah,
trans men have a better, are respected a lot more than trans women. And that tweet is the perfect example. Could you imagine this movie with Brie Larson as Billie Jean King?
I don't want to.
Because she was...
That was part of my...
Oh, sorry. I
no,
can
that's
cut it
okay.
out.
No, it was like, I was reading it and like, it was almost a thing too. Like,
mm-hmm.
They wanted Emma Stone and Emma Stone was like, nah.
Well,
can't
she had...
do it because of scheduling.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went with Brie Larson and then she was like, nah. And Emma Stone was like, give it to
yeah,
me.
I want it now.
You can cut this out, but that makes me want to go to your old church and just punch every single person in the fucking
especially
throat.
The convicted child rapist.
No, that doesn't surprise me at all. Like, fuck. We were talking about the other day, like, I was raised Quaker.
Mm-hmm.
Not my... I mean, I was mad about y'all's church. Don't fall off, buddy. Yes, crunch break. Like, my experience, like, growing up is so... different
mm-hmm.
from y'all's. Like, I count myself extremely lucky. Like, I have very, like, tumultuous and fucked up childhood and whatever, but like,
religious trauma.
Not religious fucked up, you know? I was told by my pop a bunch of times that there are a bunch of things that I couldn't do, but my grandma fucking shut them down. I hear about you guys talk about your stuff with growing up in the church and everything. I'm like, it makes me fucking sick, man. It's just so fucked. I'm not good with words, you know that, but.
It was funny. So, I'm in like all these Facebook groups.
Mm-hmm.
Ex-Mormons. And there is a Instagram account that shows pictures and descriptions of different things that are consistent throughout Mormon church houses.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, everyone, like, has a memory of, like, the way that the walls felt, or specifically the way that the drinking fountains taste. It is a taste that I have never tasted from a water fountain. It tastes like those...
Like poison. I'm like, are they poisoning everybody? I wouldn't be surprised.
So, I was at the funeral for my grandpa, and my cousin was there.
Did you drink from the water fountain?
I drank from the water fountain, and he drank from the water fountain. And I was like, huh, that taste. And he was like, it tastes the same at every building, doesn't it? I was like, yeah, it's like the taste of those brown paper towels that are wet. Isn't that how it tastes? Mm-hmm. Like, it's so weird in every building.
Mm-hmm.
And then we made the joke, these pipes have been here for 200 years. But even in new buildings, it tastes the same. I don't know, if there's something with their water filter or they're really spiking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. I have a story like that, except it's way less,
significant.
Toxic. It's way less toxic in, like, a literal sense and also a figurative sense.
Mm.
But, y'all, someday you're going to come to multiple Wawas with me.
Okay.
Do you know about Wawa? The convenience store.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we're going to go to a convenience store on the East Coast. And we're going to go to more than one because they're great. But also, every single Wawa smells the same. And I can remember this even as far as back as when I was a kid, because there was a Wawa just outside of our neighborhood where I grew up. My mom and I and my brother would walk there every so often. And I remember even when I was a kid and now, Wawas smell... All of them smell the same. And it's a very specific Wawa smell. Mm,
I know a lot of places that I feel the same way.
It has to be a thing now, part of their branding.
Mm-hmm.
Just Mormon churches are all like, well...
Yeah.
We have to stuff our pipes, specifically the ones that go to the drinking fountains.
Right.
With those brown paper towels from the bathroom.
I think they want to find that account now because it would kind of show you.
It's like the Blockbusters, how they all smell the same.
Yes!
Mm-hmm.
I just want like a scented candle with a Wawa smell. I wish I could just like capture it in a jar and bring it back for you guys. Be like, this is right? What Wawa smell like. It's always like the first thing I do. When we get, like, out of the airplane, we're like, where's the closest Wawa? We're getting a sandwich.
Hell yeah. So, yeah, the match starts, and...
Hi, Nunes.
Oh, Noonie.
Look at this bed. Are you going to cook in the bed? Are you going to be a producer for this part of the day?
It's like, bitch, I'm always a producer. Oh, Noonie.
From this angle, it looked like you were poking his
bottle. It was really close to it. Okay.
Okay, and...
Oh, wow! Is there an Ilana Claussen?
I feel like the last name is familiar.
I just searched it online, and the first thing that popped up is ebay.com. Ilana Claus, free shipping on eBay. So we can get Ilana Claus on eBay.
Let's bring her. Let's get her on the call.
Let's get her. Okay, I don't know.